Well, welcome to our second online Sunday from St Andrew's and All Saints here in Malvern. Whether you are a regular member of our church community or joining us for the first time, it is a joy to have you with us. Though we are separated physically, we are together in spirit. This week has obviously seen a dramatic change in our life and with the many restrictions requiring us to stay at home. So there are many things that are changing all the time, and we are again trying to work out what it is to worship together as a community. And as you can see this morning, I'm recording at home in a minimalist way. In fact, it's for my daughter's bedroom. So there we go. Perhaps on another Sunday, we'll approach it slightly differently. But these times are difficult, and some of us will be embracing these circumstances and seeing it as a great adventure and be very energized by all the change and the uncertainty. On the other extreme of the scale, some of us will be feeling very overwhelmed, frightened and fearful as to where things are going. And many of us will be somewhere in between those two. But as we gather this morning, there's one thing that we do know, and that is that God is good. God is with us. God loves you. And he is with us as we worship this morning. And I, this week, have been reflecting a little bit on Hebrews 4, verses 15 to 16. And let me read those to you. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The author of Hebrews has been sharing with us about how Jesus is the great high priest, the Son of God, and therefore he experienced all the difficulties and troubles that we have experienced, and therefore we can come to him with confidence. I love that word. We can come with confidence that we'll have the mercy and the grace that we need to deal with these troubled times. And so it is with confidence this morning that we can come together to worship and to trust in him, that he is over all things. So if you have your home worship pack, if you've got one of those, we're going to be following the service from page 21. But before we go any further, let us have a moment of quiet and welcome to the Lord, wherever you are, in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you are. Let us just have a moment of quiet and welcome the Lord into your space. And so on page 21, the Lord be with you and also with you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. We're now going to sing our first hymn. In the hymn books, it's hymn 881, and we're going to sing, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy.
Thank you.
Lord of all hopefulness and Lord of all joy. Isn't that time to seek that now? So let us continue on page 21 with the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these, and on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God has loved the world, that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. And let's have a moment of silence as we call to the Lord where we ourselves have fallen short. Therefore we say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. And Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for this Sunday. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of your victory, through Jesus Christ your Son our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Dave is now going to read the scripture and then give us a time of teaching.
Well, welcome everybody. Can I add my welcome to Peter's welcome and welcome here to my new recording studio in the rectory. I want to reassure you all at this time that you are all much in our thoughts and prayers, and every Wednesday I continue to pray for each of you individually by name using the church directory, just to pray God's protection and his peace on all of you. It's been a real week, hasn't it? A roller coaster of emotions, I expect, for all of us. We've known anxiety, we've known fear. We've known loneliness and just that uncertainty that this time has brought. Maybe for you too, there's been some really joyful times of extra time with your family or connecting over social media or the internet or whatever. And we are grateful for those times. For those of you who are living on your own, we're particularly aware of just how isolated this can be. And we're continuing to try and keep in touch with you on the phone and other ways. For others, especially key workers and those who are homeschooling, those parents who are homeschooling, maybe actually it's been busier than ever and you've just been craving space and feeling overwhelmed. What I want to just ask today, how in these times do we find strength and peace to sustain us? How do we process this roller coaster of emotions that we've all been on? I know for me at these times, where I go in the Bible more than anywhere is the Psalms, where actually we can hear the cries of normal people like me or you, just pouring out their hearts to God, just sharing their deepest emotions. And I want to reflect today particularly on some verses from Psalm 62, verses 5 to 8 this morning. These are verses which are on our special noonday prayer that I hope that many of us are following at midday each day. But before I read the passage, I want to just pray, and pray a prayer which was on my Lectio 365 from Pete Gregg this morning, just to invite God's presence to be with us now. Unshakable God, you are our ever-present help in times of trouble. Amidst all the isolation, grief and fear caused by this crisis, renew in us your peace. Restore us to your perspective and reveal to us your presence now as we dwell in your words. Amen. So the words from Psalm 62, verses 5 to 8. My soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him. For God is our refuge. We're going to dwell in those verses this morning, and particularly one or two phrases of those. I often find at times like this, rather than reading a whole chunk of the Bible, it's helpful just to read a verse or even a few words and just let the deep truths of those sink in. So we begin today with that first verse. My soul, find rest in God. Hear that invitation, each one of you. My soul, find rest in God. At this time, we may look to others, our family members, our friends, to support us. We may look for comfort from government and from organizations around. But the psalmist here reminds us more than anything to look to God, the God of the whole cosmos, who knows you, who cares for you, who watches over you. Find rest in him. And I wonder how we do that. How do we find rest in God? Well, I think one of the ways is what it says here in verse 8. It says, pour out your hearts to him. You know, the great thing is we don't have to bottle up our emotions. We don't have to do this stuff on our own. But we can pour out our hearts, our deepest emotions, to God. We can tell him our fears, tell him our anxieties. We can talk to him as if he's a friend. We can tell him where we're just overwhelmed. We can share our sorrows, where we've got things wrong and where we've messed up in our families, which will happen, it's happened to us this week. We can offer that to God. And we can pour out our hearts to him. But the good news is that God is there. We can be honest with him. And we can share our deepest thoughts and emotions with him. And the good news is that we can do that anywhere. Yesterday I was mowing the lawn, walking up and down the lawn. I'm grateful for a large lawn to mow now. And actually as I was mowing the lawn, I poured out my emotions to God. And it was a great release to do that. And also I encourage each of us to get into really helpful, healthy daily rhythms with God, daily prayer and reading of scripture. We've got several suggestions of how to do that on our website, particularly joining in the noonday prayer. But I encourage you to take time to stop and simply be with God, to find a space to pause and be still and find rest in God. It might help to light a candle and just sit in front of the candle and just allow the light of the candle to remind you of God's presence and his peace. Well, one of the things I've been doing quite a lot in the last few weeks, and I'm really missing this, not being able to go into the church centre and the church chapel, is just to sit in front of the cross with not necessarily any words, but just with open hands, offering to God my burdens, my worries, my concerns, and leaving them at the foot of the cross with him. Or maybe even if you've got a picture like mine, which means a lot to you, my icon, which I've talked about many times, actually to sit in front of that and remind us that actually Christ has his arm round our shoulders at this time, and he's with us. And in that place we can pour out our deepest emotions, we can pour out our hearts to him. And once we've done that, to simply receive, to ask God what you need in return, to receive his love and his peace. And I want to encourage us just to pause now before we look at the rest of this psalm and just do that. I'd love to invite you to close your eyes, just to imagine Jesus sitting with you, sitting next to you, with his arm round your shoulder, and just pour out your heart to God now. And as you sit in his presence, just receive his peace. Receive his comfort. Receive his love. God, your God is here, and he offers each one of us rest for our souls. Find rest in God. But then the psalmist goes on, my hope comes from him. My hope comes from God. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. I wonder what gives you hope at the moment. For me, I keep thinking of that day when the lockdown will end, when actually we'll be able to gather again, we'll be able to go out for our first meal and see our family and receive those hugs again from those people that we haven't been able to currently. You know, that's a great hope that we can hold on to. But for each one of us, there's even more hope than that. For the Christian faith offers a hope that is steadfast and certain. What is this hope that it offers? Well, here are a few things. Hope that we're never alone. Hope that God is with us in these present troubles. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Hope from Romans 8 that nothing can separate us from the love of God, not trouble or hardship or coronavirus, not even death itself. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And hope that one day, that great promise that everything will all be put right for eternity, all eternity again. In Revelation 21, you know, we live in a broken world, but God is at work. And because of the cross and because of God's great love for us, we have a sure and certain hope of the future. Those who know and love Jesus have an amazing future that awaits after death, a new heaven and a new earth, where there'll be no more crying, no more tears, no more suffering, no more pain, no more death, where all the old things have passed away, and we'll live with God in peace and perfect rest for all eternity. So we don't know to live as those who have no hope, for our hope comes from God, who is our rock and our refuge. And so we're called in the meantime, as it says here, to trust in him, trust in God at all times, you people, it says here in verse 8. What do we trust in? Well, firstly, we trust that God is here in our midst, and that he will give you his hope and his peace. The Bible doesn't promise that we won't have hardships and trials. In fact, Jesus said, in this world you will have trials, but I have overcome the world. And he promised us his peace which goes beyond understanding, his peace which the world cannot give. And that is there for each and every one of us. It's there particularly for those of you who don't yet know God, who might be listening in, who don't know that peace. I want to share with you a story that I had emailed today, a harrowing story in many ways, from a doctor in Italy. This came from a reputable source, and it's entitled Light in a Doctor's Darkest Nightmare. He says, until 2 weeks ago, my colleagues and I were atheists. It was normal because we're doctors. We learned that science excludes the presence of God. I laughed at my parents going to church. But 9 days ago, a 75-year-old pastor was admitted into the hospital. He was a kind man. He had serious breathing problems. He had a Bible with him and impressed us by how he read it to the dying as he held their hand. We doctors were all tired, discouraged, psychologically and physically finished. But when we had time, we listened to him. We realized that we needed to start asking God for help. We do this when we have a few free minutes. When we talk to each other, we cannot believe that though we were once fierce atheists, we are now daily in search of peace, asking the Lord to help us continue so that we can take care of the sick. You know, if you're watching this and don't normally join us and don't know God yet, maybe you would call yourself an atheist or at least an agnostic. Then maybe today God is calling you and saying, I'm here. Come home. Know in this time of fear and uncertainty that I'm here to give you rest for your soul and to give you peace and to give you a hope and be your rock and your refuge in the days to come. Trust that God is there and that he'll give you his hope and his peace. Secondly, trust that God will give you all you need to get through this time. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. If you're a single person at home, God will give you comfort. If you're a key worker overwhelmed with what's ahead, God will give you strength to do what you need to do. If you're a parent at home trying to juggle the needs of the family and trying to do homeschooling, God will give you the strength you need and the patience you need, if only you ask him. Trust he'll give you all you need to get through this time. And finally, trust that in this time of uncertainty that God is at work, bringing good through this crisis. You know, I've seen so many examples this week of neighbours coming together, of businesses and communities working together and sacrificially in ways that they've never done before. I've seen families coming together, church being the church like it's never been before. You know, God is at work while the whole world is being shaken. He's doing something. He's doing a new thing, changing hearts, drawing people to him, realigning us with his values and what's important in life. So I encourage you, trust him at all times, you people. So as we close, I'm going to read this psalm again. And then again, we're going to have a time of silence. And I invite you just to open your hearts to meet with God wherever you are in your faith journey. Allow God to meet you and give you his presence and his peace. My soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
Dave, and we now continue our service on page 24. Let us say the creed together. We say together in faith, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all things, for by his will they were created and have their being. We believe in God, the Son, who was slain, for with his blood he purchased us for God, from every tribe and language, from every people and nation. And we believe in God, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, to now lead us in our time of prayer. And between each section in our prayers, I'm going to leave a moment of silence where we can bring our own personal prayers to the Lord. And I'll say, Lord, in your mercy, and if you could respond, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Therefore, Lord, we lift to you our nation, our community here in Malvern, our friends and family, and ourselves. Strengthen and guide our leaders at all levels of society, as they seek to respond to this coronavirus crisis. Give them wisdom and courage at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all of those working in the NHS and the caring professions, and all those in the emergency services. Bless them at this time with supernatural energy as they work extraordinary hours in challenging circumstances. We pray that they would not know fear, but would have confidence and assuredness in your presence and their abilities. Perhaps if you know someone who works for any of those services, and particularly the NHS, why don't you name them and lift them to the Lord now? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind and spirit as a result of the effects of coronavirus. Give them courage and hope at this time. And again, we now lift to the Lord anybody that we personally know who may be suffering at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our town here in Malvern, and if you're listening elsewhere, we pray for your town and your community. We pray for business leaders, for owners, traders and employees. Lord, sustain and bless our business community at this time and meet their many needs as they seek to know how to handle the present circumstances and crisis. And perhaps again, live to the Lord in the silence of your own heart, the businesses around you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for ourselves at this time. We pray that we would have the strength and endurance to adapt to our new lives. We pray for those who live alone, that they would not feel isolated, but would have good connection at this time. We pray for the relationships within families, that they would be enriched and deepened in this time, even when things become difficult and stretched. Lord, may we know your presence in all our different circumstances, whether we're alone or with others. Be there, and may we know you're there. In Jesus' name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment of quiet, again, let us bring our own personal prayers to the Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're now going to share communion. Again, obviously we're separated physically, but together we're in spirit. And you may like to have some grape juice or some wine or a little bit of bread as a symbol as I take communion on behalf of us all. But that may be a helpful connection at this time. But before we do, shall we say the peace to one another? We are the body of Christ. In one spirit we were baptized into one body. So then let us pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord always be with you. Amen. So if you are with me, and of course, say the peace with those that are around you. Give your family a good hug if you are with them. We are going to say the Eucharist prayer on page 30 on the service booklets, if you have that with you. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. We lift up our hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You give us breath and speech with the angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven. We may find a voice to sing your praise. Let us say together, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. How wonderful the work of your hand, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, we embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread, in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. And on the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And at the end of the supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you can drink it in remembrance of me." Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Father, we plead with confidence your sacrifice made once but for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and his rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour your Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. Pour your Holy Spirit as we bring these before you. May they be for us the body and the blood of your Son. And as we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us into the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Bring us at the last with all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendour for which you have created us through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour, glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. So let us say together the Lord's Prayer. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. So in the Spirit, draw near with faith to your Lord and Saviour. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for all of us, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and thanksgiving. brothers and sisters. It's brilliant and wonderful and humbling to be able to join together at this very sacred moment of sharing the body and the blood of Christ. Let me say the post-communion prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and give up your life and died for us, but are living and reigning now and forever. Amen. And so let's also say prayer on page 36. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. We're now going to sing our next hymn. Remind myself what we're going to sing. We're going to sing Amazing Grace together. We are drawing to a close on our morning service, and it's been wonderful to worship with you this morning. If you are a member of our church community, we continue to encourage you to be regularly checking our website. There's lots of support information on there. Also, how you can might be able to help. We're working with the council and other groups to see how we can help and support our neighbourhood. So the information about how you can get involved will be on our website. Stay connected, family. We are family through life groups, through friendship groups, family groups, and keep an eye out for one another. But it's we are one family. There's one church, and it's wonderful to be with you this morning. Let me finish by saying the blessing. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always in these extraordinary times. So speak to you soon, and God bless.